بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the sincerity in every good deed. Whenever you do any of the good deeds, you have to be sincere in your intention that you are attending this circle of knowledge, or you are spending money to the poor, to the needy, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not doing it to get praised by people. You are doing it only in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lesson for tonight, brothers and sisters, is about the attributes of the ultimate Muslim. What are the attributes of the ultimate Muslim? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, one of the Sahaba, may Allah Ta'ala accept his deeds, once asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَفْضَلُ. Who is the best Muslim? Who is the best among us? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. The one whom Muslims are saved from the harm of his tongue and his hand. مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. Let us all repeat this hadith in Arabic. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ ويده من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. Can you say it on your own? All of us, 1, 2, 3. من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. One more time. One more time. من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. Can you say it? Don't feel shy to say it. It's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will be rewarded for saying it. مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. It's good to memorize what you have learned and also to teach others so that you can get the benefit out of it. You will benefit from attending the lesson and also from acquiring what you have learned and also teaching to others. مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. Let us say it all together one more time. بارك الله فيكم. What is the meaning of this beautiful hadith? من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is defining for us the attributes of the ultimate Muslim. The attributes of the ultimate Muslim are many, not one or two, many. So let us explore part of it, not all, part of it. So that, inshaAllah ta'ala, we ask Allah ta'ala to make us among us those ultimate Muslims. Perhaps if we practice it, if we implement it, inshaAllah we'll be ultimate Muslims, inshaAllah ta'ala. مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. They are saved from the harm of his tongue. Which means, the ultimate Muslim does not commit ghibah against his fellow believer. What is the definition of ghibah? Backbiting your Muslim brother. Mentioning about your Muslim brother in his absence with something that he hates to be mentioned with. Whether it is regarding himself or properties or family members or wife perhaps. such as to say his car is rusty. He is ruled over by his wife. He sleeps a lot. His children are rude. His house is messy and the like. It is called ghibah to mention about your Muslim brother with something that he hates to be mentioned with in his absence. It is called ghibah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the night of Isra, he met some people, he saw some people scratching their faces and chests with fingernails made of brass. The Prophet was shocked to see them doing so, and he asked Jibril alayhi salam, who was accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Who are they, O Jibril?" Jibril said, "These are among your nation. They commit ghibah." They mentioned about their Muslim brothers with something that they hate to be mentioned with. It is an ugly sin. Also, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat about Al-Ghibah. Allah Ta'ala said, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. This is an analogy that eating the flesh of your dead Muslim brother is very similar to commit ghibah against him, which is an ugly sin. Ghibah is among the small sins, minor sins. However, sometimes it could turn into a major sin if a Muslim is backbiting an ultimate Muslim, such as one of the awliya. He's committing ghibah against him. This ghibah is now became one of the kabair. It is not a minor sin anymore. It turns into a kabira for backbiting an ultimate Muslim, such as a wali, for instance. The ultimate Muslim does not slander another Muslim. He does not swear at him for no reason. Swearing in general is prohibited. Swearing at your Muslim brothers and sisters for no reason, it is haram in Islam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith, Sibabul Muslimi fusuq. Slandering your Muslim fellow, Muslim brother, is one of the major sins. The term fusuq means a major sin. Sibabul Muslim fusuq. The ultimate Muslim does not commit qadhf against his Muslim brother. What is the qadhf? The qadhf is to accuse your Muslim brother or sister with adultery or fornication, or to accuse any of his relatives with adultery or fornication. Such as to say to him, you are an adulterer or a fornicator. Or to say, you are the son of a fornicator or adulterer. It is a major sin to do so, al-qadhf. The ultimate Muslim as well does not use his hand in hitting Muslims unjustly. It is a sin to do so. It is one of the sins of the hands, to use your hand in hitting Muslims unjustly. It's haram, classified as haram. Even if he hit his wife, it is still classified as haram. It does not mean that he is allowed to do so. He is not allowed to abuse his wife verbally or mentally or physically. It is classified as haram. Abuse is a type of sin which we should avoid. The ultimate Muslim does not deem something which is well known that it is haram as halal or the opposite. What is halal is halal and what is haram is haram. The Muslim should not deem otherwise. Deeming something which is known as halal, to deem it as haram, this belies the religion. And also the opposite. If something is haram, he deemed it as halal, this also belies the religion. And the one who belies the religion exits Islam for doing so. The ultimate Muslim would not be classified as an ultimate Muslim unless he avoids all the sins which we mentioned before. Not only this, others as well. That is why the Prophet والسلام, defined for us the attributes of the ultimate righteous Muslim. He should behave the way others, meaning the ultimate Muslims, behave, the way of practice. He should practice the way the Prophet وسلم, practiced and the Sahaba of the Prophet وسلم, practiced. The ultimate Muslim holds in his heart the correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. We do not worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who worships other than Allah is not classified as Muslim. One believes that Allah ta'ala has no beginning and has no end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any of his creation, and he does not resemble what he created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate Muslim believes in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salat wasalam, that the Prophet is truthful in whatever he conveyed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether regarding the matters of the akhirah, what is going to happen in the akhirah, or the news of the previous nations, or the matters regarding ahkam, the rules of the sharia, what is halal and what is haram about it. Muslim professes that no one is God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, while believing in all the previous messengers. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the seal of the prophets. There are a number of prophets who came before him. Prophet Adam was the first prophet, and Prophet Muhammad is the last of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. In between, Allah ta'ala sent thousands of prophets. Some ulama said there are 124,000 prophets, not one or two, mashallah, number of thousands. When the Muslim holds in his heart the correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he did not practice the other rulings, such as he skipped few prayers or he committed some prohibitions, he is still classified as Muslim. However, he is not an ultimate Muslim. That is why when you read in the hadith the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for instance, laysa minna man lam yuwaqqir kabirana wa yarham saghirana, literally it means he is not a Muslim. This is literally, but what is the meaning of the hadith laysa minna, which means he is not behaving the way we are behaving. He is not an ultimate Muslim unless he practices what we practice. Laysa minna. He is not classified as one of us. The Prophet alayhi salat wasalam talking about himself. Laysa minna man lam yuwaqqir kabirana wa yarham saghirana. He is talking about the ultimate Muslims. Laysa minna. He is not one of us. The Prophet meant the ultimate Muslims. Man lam yuwaqqir kabirana, the one who does not respect our elderly, kabirana, wa yarham saghirana, and to have mercy on our young people. ويأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر. يأمر بالمعروف, he beats the lawful and forbids the unlawful, ينهى عن المنكر. Whenever he sees a munkar, he guides others to avoid it gently with wisdom. It has been mentioned that once Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once they entered the mosque and they saw a man who is older than them performing wudu incorrectly. They wanted to guide him properly with wisdom. One of them approached him by saying, I wanted to perform wudu in front of you so that you can judge, is my wudu better than the wudu of my brother? And also my brother is going to perform wudu in front of you. So we both are going to perform wudu and we want you to be the judge between us. Whose wudu is better? Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu and Al-Husayn, they both performed wudu the same way in front of him. And the man looked at them and said, you both right, I am wrong. Subhanallah, they approached him with a gentle, wise style. Alhamdulillah, he accepted it. He comprehended what they are aiming at. And he corrected himself. Alhamdulillah, that is good. So as long as the Muslim is having the minimum iman in his heart, he will be saved from the everlasting torture in hellfire. As long as he is holding this minimum iman in his heart. The minute he loses this minimum iman, he is not classified as Muslim anymore. Even if he committed a lot of sins, as long as he is holding this minimum iman, minimum level of iman in his heart, he is classified as Muslim. You cannot deem him as non-Muslim. Al-Muslim, man salima al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim also avoids all the prohibitions and he fulfills all the obligations. There are a number of obligations and you have to know what are they so that you comply with the rules. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us how to perform wudu, tahara, salat, hajj, zakat and the like. He taught the nation alayhi salatu wassalam and he said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Sallu, pray the way I used to pray. This is the meaning of the hadith. Kama ra'aytumuni usalli. It is not like up to you to invent your own style in praying. You have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way he prayed and so on. Also, the ultimate Muslims, they're not only keen in following the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did in his salat, not only in the salat, also in every aspect of his life sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way he slept, the way he ate, the way he spoke to others and the like, in every aspect of his life. They try their best in following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in whatever he did, because he is a role model for the nation. As Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best role model ever is our dearest Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ultimate Muslim also avoids all the sins pertaining to the organs, such as eyes, ears, limbs, hands, feet, and also the sins of the body and the like. So you have to know what are they in order to avoid it. If you did not know what are they, you won't be able to avoid it. most likely that you are committing it without even knowing so. You have to watch your tongue in what you say. Muslim should behave like the ultimate Muslims, using his tongue wisely. Let me give you an example. One of the uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas was elder than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was asked, who is elder, you or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it in a very nice and gentle and wise way. He said, he is higher in rank and I was born before him. He didn't say, I am elder than him. He said, I was born before him and he is highest in rank. He said it the proper way, the nice way. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us among us those behaving such a way. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to guide us to be an ultimate Muslim, following the footsteps of the awliya, the salihin, and definitely, first of all, the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feekum, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.